11 o'clock hour.
There it is.
Begins now.
All right, Tausch, let me just ask you the same question I asked Brian, and then we'll hear from you about Prize Picks again, and we'll try and get on some semblance
What's
of the clock
What's in that mustard
again.
Bottle?
No, really oil and water, though, pretty interesting, because, you know, they don't really mix, so he keeps them in separate bottles. Is that a courtesy laugh, or was that legit?
Kind of both.
Okay, that's what I thought. I asked him what concerns him about this team, and he didn't have a whole lot that he's worried about. We talked about right guard. We talked about the kicker a little bit. Is there something that concerns you as we are 72 hours out from kickoff or whatever we are?
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned, especially early in the season, about tackling. And just because we brought Jeff Hafley in, we all love what we're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And for some of the preseason, we love the fact that the defense seems more aggressive. It gave our offense a ton of fits. So I'm still kind of Ronald Reagan-ing it. Like, all right, great, but let's see it.
Mm-hmm.
Can we stop a running quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Can we contain him and not let this is going to be a really good test because they have a good O-line.
Jason Kelsey anymore, though.
That's true, but they still have good tackles. I think they're a team that with Jalen Hurts, their running attack, they have Saquon Barkley now. They have, from a skill position standpoint, I would think that they'll be one of the top teams in the league in our fantasy draft of who you're going to take.
Mm.
So when you factor all of that in, this will be a heck of a test, and we'll get a much better vibe on where this defense is, because right now it's all vibes. And vibes are great,
mm-hmm.
but you got to see it.
So does that mean on Prize Picks you'll be taking a lot of mores with the Eagles against this Packers defense, or does it cancel each other out?
Lessons. I went less with Jalen Hurts a few years ago, and he had more in the first quarter than he needed for the whole game.
Yeah.
But it was still fun. Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. 5 million active members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And some great promos going on right now. You can turn $10 into $1,000 simply by getting 4 picks correct. You can also sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to get that $50 bonus. It's also got the season-long stuff going on. Jesse, did we look? I think it was Jordan Love 36 or 3,700 yards.
It might have been 3,699.
Okay, so we got that. Patrick Mahomes, 4,300 yards. Aaron Rodgers, you have it all. Make sure you get those season picks in before Thursday night's kickoff. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run your game. And I think, Jesse, you and I are going to do something fun this year before.
Oh, are we?
Are we going to do it before Packer games or before on Sunday mornings, regardless?
I would like to. Sunday mornings?
Okay, after
feels
a volleyball
like
post game.
Well,
you want to do it that way?
Have you considered discussing this off the air
and then announcing it on the air? Discussion, and Jesse said, this sounds fun. We should do this.
I think Sunday morning. I'm more concerned. I need to correct something.
Okay, what are you going to correct?
Aaron Rodgers had 36.99 for his projected yardage for the year. Jordan Love, 38.99. 200 yards more than Aaron Rodgers.
Isn't that just crazy? And again, you guys laugh at me all the time when I say how fast the NFL comes at you.
It's really the way you say it.
Last year at this time, everybody is, well, I don't even know what we got here. We're going to have to draft another quarterback. And now, probably 90% of the teams in the league would take Jordan Love over Aaron Rodgers. And his stats projected, that's almost, 100 and some odd yards more? We would have never guessed it if we were having the same conversation. Instead of it being September 3rd of 24, if it was of 23, if it was 9/3/23, you'd all be saying we're nuts. And here we are.
So anyway, I think days of the G&G
Boy,
games.
All that great, profound analysis, and you give me a so anyway.
Jesse, what else you got?
Days of the G&G games. We will post our little graphic with some of the projections and in the way that we're leaning.
Does it have to be Packer slash
hey, wait, you
whomever
guys,
related?
You still haven't explained what the hell it is you're even doing.
We're making our prize picks projections.
Yeah,
picks.
We're going to publicize the
projections.
We're going
to put them out on a little fun graphic.
And have you fleshed out, are they just Packers related?
That's
are they
just, I literally just Packers. Asked him.
we're trying to get to the bottom of that, Jason.
My point is, why are you doing this now?
I just got done talking about how you sign up on Prize Picks and how fun it is, and you get $100 of your first time.
Code
you
WI. 50,
so what do you mean? Run, why would we discuss this right now? Why wouldn't we discuss this right now?
Because some might have planned it and then made a grand announcement what they were doing as opposed to workshopping.
I can only do so many grand announcements. We got the Headline Academy announcement we got to get to.
I haven't even touched that yet.
There's all kinds of announcements. I can't announce everything, Jason.
Okay, then we need to get to commercial. I announced that we're getting to commercial, and we will get to our power rankings.
Why would you go to commercial right now?
I feel like on Sunday mornings.
Why would you? Jesse, why would he go to a commercial right now?
Sunday mornings, you're scrolling your phone. Oh, there's that graphic.
Oh, yeah.
There's old T's projection.
This'll
be fun. Forgot. Got to get mine in on Prize Picks. WI.
I would like to do is have everybody send theirs in. And we keep track of stats as far as who wins and who loses.
Good idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone else create their own graphics, and then maybe someone will do it better than us, and we can have them do ours.
Why don't we talk to our guy who's our graphic king? Who's our like little memes and. Is it who's our
Greg?
Greg,
yeah,
Greg. Tell us what you got.
Code WI,
$100.
I'm sorry. Can I break up this
potentially 50 for
brainstorm?
Free.
Can I break up the brainstorming meeting now to continue the radio show?
Yes.
Run your game. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Don't close your eyes, because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night.
It's Tuesday, even if it feels like Monday. And that means it's time for Jesse to do one of his favorite things, Power Rankings Tuesday.
I love Power Rankings Tuesday. I'm so happy that we're back to the regular season. This is exciting.
No, so this is based on nothing that's happened in the regular season yet because the regular season hasn't started.
That is true, and we did review ESPN's NFL Nation Power Rankings, which are unchanged. However, this week...
I just saw Peter Schrager's, and Schrager, who I think is NFL Network,
yeah,
right?
we don't acknowledge the other Power Rankings besides the ESPN Power Rankings, but if you would like to acknowledge
Schrager's... He's picked the Super Bowl the last four straight years.
All right, go ahead. He's factored in then.
He has Green Bay as the seventh best team, barely sneaking in the playoffs.
Uh-oh.
Found that very, very, very interesting.
Bold.
He's got the Jets as the number one seed in the AFC. A lot of fun stuff for Peter, too. We'll break that down later.
Who did he pick for the Super Bowl?
I like
I
Peter.
Look. I don't know.
Peter
I don't know
did
he,
the...
I'm
Peter,
guessing he does that on Thursday morning.
Peter does the color analysis on the Jets preseason broadcasts.
Oh, you think he's biased?
I'm just saying... That he, if he picked the Jets to go to the Super Bowl and he does the Jets preseason games, maybe he's...
Hasn't he been doing that for a while? And I don't think he did pick them. He's been
I don't
right.
know. Did he pick them last year?
No, he picked the Chiefs to beat San Fran in the Super Bowl.
Oh, nailed it.
He's nailed it the last 4 years.
4 years running.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Okay. Well, congratulations
in fairness,
Aaron Rodgers.
He picked the Chiefs three of those 4 years, right? And so he's been right. And then he picked Tampa to beat the Chiefs in the other one.
Well, there you go.
So anyway, we have Mike Clay, ESPN NFL analyst and fantasy football writer.
I love that you guys can't give Peter some flowers. Like, he's right. Give him some flowers.
Yeah, very impressive. Like, I'll pick the Chiefs this year to win, too.
Okay. Nut whack. All right, what do you got?
team-by-team power rankings from ESPN's Mike Clay with all you need to get ready for the 2024 NFL season over at ESPNWisconsin.com, some of which is available with an ESPN Plus subscription, like the one that I just had to log into while we stalled to get this segment going.
Oh, is that what we were
You're welcome. Yeah,
I was going to say. Thank you. Yeah,
it'd be nice if you'd give me a little love for stalling as you're fumbling around back there.
I just gave you some love. Here we go. Number one from Mike Clay.
Hey, let's play what we're doing with prize picks every week.
The San Francisco 49ers, number one.
I'll take the under on that.
Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs, nuthwack.
Nuthwack.
Number three, the New York Jets. Is Mike Clay also the color analyst of the Jets preseason game?
Sideline reporter.
Ah, okay. Number four, the Baltimore Ravens. Number five, the Dallas Cowboys.
Very this guy's list is bunk. Baltimore is going to struggle this year. You don't understand Baltimore lost almost their whole offensive line. Do you guys understand that?
No, I didn't understand that.
Is that not important in football? Is it?
Pretty important, yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys, yeah, they think, you know, they got their wide out and all the other stuff, but they don't have their running game. How are they going to do? They don't have their D coordinator. Okay, so I don't like either of those two, but continue. San Fran's too high. What's next?
Detroit 6.
Detroit will be a fun team to watch because I don't think they're going to be a boom or bust. I think they're going to be tough. They'll win games, but they aren't going to have the season they had last year. It ain't going to be miraculously how healthy they were able to stay, et cetera, et cetera. I think this is going to be a real slog. They're going to climb that mountain, and they're going to get in the playoffs. But they're going to have some slippage, too. Huh. And they're going to have to show their grit. Mm. And luckily, their coach is the king
He's
of grit.
All grit.
Number seven, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Did I miss the Packers? Was I not listening?
No, we haven't got there yet.
That's what I thought.
So the Claymaker here.
Cincinnati, I think, will be good.
Burrow.
Cincinnati will win their division.
Joe Burrow.
This year.
Number eight, the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Where are they playing Dolphins. At? Just get them in outside of 40-degree weather, and that team will struggle bus.
Number Next. Nine, the Cleveland Browns.
You don't have a good quarterback. I don't really trust you.
Number 10, the Houston Texans.
I can get on board with that.
Everybody's buying the Texans. I think I'm out on the Texans.
You're selling?
Yeah.
That division stinks.
I've said all either the Texans or the Packers are going to have a come back down
and
to earth type year.
Stephon Diggs, everywhere he goes, the people want to know why things are always so hectic. Why things aren't smooth.
Diggs.
I'm just telling you, he seems to turn people in ways that aren't positive.
He's got a shelf life for sure.
He's a dose guy, we call
him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dose guy. Number 11, the Philadelphia Eagles. We still have not gotten to the Packers.
Well.
Number 12, the Atlanta Falcons.
Somebody's got to win that division.
Number 13, the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I love the fact that people are a little bit I don't love it when Tannenbaum and all these other national folks are telling us how great they are.
We're pushing
let's
back.
Let's let them be hungry and a little bit desperate. Like, I don't want my team to be all fat and happy. They haven't done anything yet. Now, they have the potential to be really, really good, potentially special. But for the 3rd of September, great. You want to rank us 14th? Good. We'll make the adjustments. We're going to make you look foolish. That's what I think is going to end up happening. But as we sit here right now, as the crow flies, yeah, I like it.
Boy,
Keep
it's
here.
Been a while since we got the crow flies reference.
Just to finish this off real quick, the Bills, Mike Clay has at 14, but not making the playoffs because he would be that would be the 8th ranked AFC team. The Chicago Bears at 15, he does have making the playoffs
really
in the NFC.
I really hope the Bears. I got a little bit of bread down there. I really hope the Bears
sourdough?
Make the playoffs. Oh, I love sourdough, yeah.
Rye?
Is there any way to stop bread from molding besides putting it in the freezer?
Like, I think you can put it in the fridge and that slows the process.
Is there a faster way to stop the slow of mold?
Is there a faster way to stop the slow of mold?
Like try to get all the air out of the package when you tighten it up.
That's part of it.
Okay. Yeah, you keep it in the fridge.
Fridge your bread.
Fridge your bread. Okay. Yep. A little less moisture, a little less... if the dew point is high, your bread gets moldy
faster.
Yeah,
it's super frustrating because go on like a 2 or 3 day trip, and next thing you know, you come back, you got a little mold on your bread. That's a frustrating deal.
There's no doubt that that's pesky, but the good news is that there are other great things that are happening here. And right now, Fleet Farm's end of summer blowout sale is underway. Shop in store today and take an extra 20% off clearance items like fishing gear, patio furniture, grills, clothing and footwear. Plus, they got a really good sale going on bubblers right now, $6.49 a pack. Plus, there's these little coupons that you can that are on the actual boxes that you can use. Great deal. Picked up a bunch of bubblers, restocked it for us at our refrigerator. You can also shop in-store at your local Fleet Farm today for other deals like these and more. And Fleet Farm is here to help you gear up for hunting season, which is right around the corner. Shop their huge selection of scouting and concealment must-haves. It's kind of like asking me about Brazil. I don't know much about it, but it sounds like a good deal. Safety essentials and blaze orange gear, everything you need. Shop the entire selection of hunting gear from all the top brands today at Fleet Farm.
Oh, Cootie. Oh, Matthew. If he's not going to be a Hoffer, I don't know what we're doing here. And I don't know when you're doing this because you were supposed to do it last week and you've pushed it off.
I told you that people are going to have one more season to burnish their resumes. And we're going to announce the Hall of Fame class at the same time as the National Football League does.
Yeah, you know what you always want to do when the Packers are making a postseason push, go into a Super Bowl. Let's break this action to do Wilde and Tausch Hall of Fame. Yeah. Attaboy, Jason. Smart move.
Okay, well, I still have to finish my headlines that I've been assigned, so I got a lot on my plate these days. We will do Whoa Nelly. That's on our plate next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
I remember the nights when we young, dumb, and wild and free. When I close my eyes, I can see you in my sweatshirt, dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh,
I think I've made a mistake.
Claiming you're a Brazil expert? Or
no, what? I didn't. I never claimed that. You pronounced me that. Ya boy.
I did declare. I henceforth declared.
No. I started to interact with folks in the chat section of the YouTube.
Oh,
no, it's fun.
No,
don't. I think that's a good idea.
No, don't do it.
Why?
So far, everyone very friendly. But yeah. I feel like there's a good chance that that'll change. Jesse has told me that the people are mean in there.
Yeah, I can understand. That was one of the reasons I think we were skeptical of doing the YouTube stream. But I think I'm glad we're doing it. I think we're having some fun with it. And I would like to engage more with the YouTubers during breaks.
You go right ahead.
I don't know how to, so I can't.
It's so complicated. You go to the YouTube stream,
yeah, but where,
and then
I mean,
you go to the
where
chat.
Where am I
going to
do that, Jason?
You can do it on your phone.
Where?
You got your phone. You were texting while Balaga was talking.
There is a computer right in front of you that actually does work for this purpose.
Sure.
So you don't think we should do one segment a day during the break and just say, hey, if you have questions, we'd love to answer them, or you don't want to do that?
I do. I'm going to
do my. You guys, I know what I want to do with the card situation, but we're not getting there.
Well, yeah, again, as is off of the case with your ideas.
We'll figure that out. Jesse, when are we going to do our headlines, what we're doing?
Are we planning the show while the show is going on again? Is that what's happening here?
We're planning multiple weeks of the show right now. And the Boldathon. We still got to get to that this week.
Oh, we missed our window. Should have done that last week.
Well, I agree with you on that, Jason.
Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa O'Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
So I wonder, do we bowl the Fonnet tomorrow when we're in Brookfield at the Pell Experience Center?
No, Thursday is, we've already got two people already lined up for Thursday. It's very easy to just do it Thursday, opening day of the NFL season. Last chance before the Packers play the following day to do it. We're all in places that are very controllable atmospheres.
Last week would have been really good. All right, what do we got, Jelly?
Whoa, Nelly!
Was that the same noise that you made for jaw-dropping earlier in the show?
I don't know, Jim.
How about those red-hot Milwaukee Brewers? Staying in contention for one of the top spots in the National League.
Obviously, this has been an incredible year. Neither of us wrote them off this year.
I think they have
staying power in the playoffs. I'm still worried a little bit about the pitching. But this is a gritty, gutty team. And Homer! Steve the Homer Truth.
I saw this.
Made the comp that I think is everything. It was a great comp. Nobody, and don't tell me, even your most ardent Brewer fans, nobody expected this. Okay, we maybe thought you could sneak in the playoffs, but to be one of the best teams in the whole league, this is the biggest surprise since the 93 Rose Bowl team. I think it is a great comp, and I don't know how you'd argue that. This team's going to win the division by the middle of September. You're going to be able to set your stuff up. Now, the postseason is obviously a whole different animal. Let's get one of those top two seeds. Mm-hmm. But has there been a more surprising Wisconsin sports season than this one since that miraculous run when a little pimple-faced, hoop-wearing beat reporter for the Badger Herald was
faced?
Yeah, I'm sure you were pimple-faced. Is that not that year?
I wasn't 14.
Ah, look at that little freshie.
Ah, that's good looking. All right, couple things. One, for those of you that...
Spears. Look at that adoring fan you have behind you.
Should the Packers keep Chad Clifton at all costs?
That whole picture is hilarious to me.
It's a good one. Here are the things that Steve the Homer Truth said on Twitter in case you have blocked him or you don't follow him. Please follow everything the Brewers do. The biggest sports surprise in Wisconsin since the 1993 Badger football team. Try to find a bigger surprise since then, but you will fail.
Pull that. It's such a great... He is 100% right.
Brewers team is historically special so far. Please continue. And then later on, subsequently, he tweets this out, which is as often the case with Uncle Homer. Brewers make the World Series. I will take a 5-win Packers season. Agree? Win World Series. I will gladly take 1 win. So the Packers will go 1-16 in his world. He'd be okay
such
with it if he wins
a World Series
victory.
It's
such a great sports talk question. I thought of it as well, but I'm glad Homer put it out there. We've had these discussions. The Brewers winning a World Series would be a big blanking deal, but I think more Packer fans are interested in what their team does.
Yeah, they are.
But winning a World Series, oh boy.
The only question I would have, and I don't think that this surpasses the 93 Rose Bowl team by any means. Is
if the
it possible?
Brewers win a World Series? Yeah, I think it does.
No. You might be right about that. But from surprise standpoints, I'm going to ask you about a team you were on. And that was the 2007 team that basically had home field advantage to go to the Super Bowl mm-hmm. with Brett Favre at quarterback. You guys had gone 8-8 the previous year in Mike's first season.
It's
you won your last four to get to 8-8.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
It was not that big of a surprise.
No.
You guys were 10-1 going into Dallas.
Brett Favre said the beginning of that year is the most talented team he's ever been on, which I still think is a lie.
He said that about a lot of teams.
But he said that here. And I think all of us were like, some of us that have been around, like, I think there have been more talented teams that I've been on. Not just you. And you won a Super Bowl. But I digress. No, this is surprising. This is unbelievable. The dominance and the way they're playing is absolutely fantastic. I don't think there's anything that you're going to get to trump that. I don't.
Okay. I just wanted to throw that one out there. All right. That's all the time we have for Wonelli. Jesse and Tausch need to get back to planning other aspects of the show. if you could tell us before you do that a little bit about what Fortrea's got going on, that'd be great.
A bunch of different studies. Of course, you're looking, and we've talked a lot about if you want a little spending cash to go to Brazil. It's getting close. You better get moving. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. A couple studies. Healthy men, age 18 to 55, BMI 18 to 32. One stay, 7 nights, and a follow-up. Make yourself $5,455 for your time. And if you refer a friend, you get $500 more. Another one, healthy adults, ages 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. One stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups, and that's that $13,006 for your time. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
We'll close things out next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Hey, Tausch, before we go, tell us about your love of Coors Lights.
Oh, I had a bunch of Coors Lights over the last 4 or 5 days because it's brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill, and I made sure those mountains were blue. That's when I knew it was chilled to perfection. So I had this Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Sub responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Now, as far as I know, there will not be Coors Light at the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield tomorrow.
No, but snacks.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Bunch so of prizes. Got a
we're
bunch of
encouraging people to come see us.
There. Certainly. Sure.
9 to noon for us, and then obviously subsequent shows, KBN will be there, et cetera. So
you can get yourself eligible to get $2,000 off on all of your windows, door purchases.
Will you and Gina Della be signing autographs of like small little prints of your billboard?
I can't speak for Gina, but if you pop over, I'm sure you and I both will sign autographs. I think that's fair.
I think that's very fair. All right, we will do that tomorrow. Jesse, you won't be there, though.
I'm staying back
even
tomorrow.
Though there's free sandwiches.
I know. It's out of the norm.
I find this very hard to believe.
And the great Vince Lombardi once said, what the hell is going on out here?
It's a little suspicious.
Here?
I understand.
The great Vince Lombardi once said, you're going to pass up free sandwiches? That's it for us today. We will be at Pella tomorrow. Come join us in Brookfield. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.